诗篇第四十篇。
We will turn to Psalms chapter 40.
诗篇四十篇。
Psalm 40.
我曾耐性等候耶和华，他垂听我的呼求。
First one, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me and heard my cry.
他从祸坑里，从淤泥中把我拉上来，使我的脚立在磐石上，使我的脚步稳当。
He brought me up out of the pit of destruction, out of the miry clay.And he set my feet upon a rock, making my footsteps firm.
他使我口唱新歌，就是赞美我们神的话。许多人必看见而惧怕，并要倚靠耶和华。
And he put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear, and will trust in the Lord.
那倚靠耶和华不理会狂傲和偏向虚假之辈的，这人变为有福。
How blessed is the man who has made the Lord his trust, and has not turned to the proud, nor to those who lapse into falsehood.
耶和华我的神啊，你所行的奇事，并你向我所怀的意念甚多，不能向你陈明。若要陈明，其事不可胜数。
Many, O Lord my God, are the wonders which thou hast done, and thy thoughts towards us, there is none to compare with thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they would be too numerous to count.
祭物和礼物你不喜悦，你已经开通我的耳朵，燔祭和赎罪祭非你所要。
Sacrifice and meal offering thou hast not desired. My ears thou hast opened. Burnt offerings and sin offering thou hast not required.
那时我说，看哪，我来了，我的事在经卷上已经记载了。
Then I said, Behold, I come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me.
我的神哪、啊我乐意照你的旨意行，你的律法在我心里。
I delight to do thy will, O my God. Thy law is within my heart.
我在大会中宣传公义的佳音，我必不止住我的嘴唇。耶和华呀，这是你所知道的。
I have proclaimed glad tidings of righteousness in the great congregation.Behold, I will not restrain my lips, O Lord, thou knowest.
我未曾把你的公义藏在心里，我已陈明你的信实和你的救恩。我在大会中未曾隐瞒你的慈爱和诚实。
I have not hidden thy righteousness within my heart. I have spoken of thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth.From the great congregation.
耶和华呀，求你不要向我止住你的慈悲，愿你的慈爱和诚实常常保佑我。
Thou, O Lord, will not withhold thy compassion from me. Thy loving kindness and thy truth will continually preserve me.
因有无数的祸患围困我，我的罪孽追上了我，使我不能昂首。
For evil beyond number have surrounded me. My iniquities have overtaken me so that I am not able to see.
这罪孽比我的头发还多，我就心寒胆战。
They are more numerous than the hairs of my head, and my heart has failed me.
耶和华呀，求你开恩搭救我。耶和华呀，求你速速帮助我。
Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me.Make haste, O Lord, to help me.
愿那些寻找我要灭我命的一同报愧蒙羞，愿那些喜悦我受害的退后受辱。
Let those be ashamed and humiliated together who seek my life to destroy it. Let those be turned back and dishonored who delight in my hurt.
愿那些对我说啊哈啊哈的因羞愧而败亡。
Let those be appalled because of their shame who said to me a ha a ha.
愿一切寻求你的因你高兴欢喜，愿那些喜爱你救恩的常说当尊耶和华伟大。
Let all who seek thee rejoice and be glad indeed. Let those who love thy salvation say continually, The Lord be magnified.
但我是困苦穷乏的，主仍顾念我。你是帮助我的，搭救我的神啊，求你不要单言。
Since I am afflicted and needy, let the Lord be mindful of me.Thou art my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God.
新约马太福音第十六章。
Matthew chapter 16.
新约马太福音第十六章。
New Testament, Matthew chapter 16.
新约的第一卷书马太福音十六章。
The first book in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 16.
我们读二十四节。
We will read verse 24.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
好，我们圣经就先念这么多。
This is our scripture reading.
一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们实在感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we truly thank you and praise you.
你拯救了我们。
You have saved us.
你把我们今天从罪和死亡当中提拔起来。
You deliver us from sin and death.
让我们今天都成为了你的儿女。
So that today we can be called the children of God.
我们在你面前实在有这样的心愿。
Lord, we have this desire before you.
你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？
You have the living way. You are the living way. Who else shall we turn to?
让我们都愿意在你面前走着生命的道路。
May all of us desire to walk on this living way.
让我们不仅仅得着生命。
That we will not merely gain your life.
让我们得着更丰盛的生命。
But we will have the more abundant life.
主，我们求你早晨把这条道路指示给我们。
This morning, Lord, we pray that you will point out this way to us.
我们愿意一同的安静在主的面前。
We want to quiet ourselves before you.
我们愿意你自己亲自来带领我们。
We pray that you guide us.
我们承认我们人所有的软弱。
We confess the weaknesses of men.
你自己来遮盖我们。
That you may cover us.
你的圣灵在这里来光照。
That your Holy Spirit will illuminate in our hearts.
若不是你来光照我们，我们都在黑暗的当中。
Lord, if you do not come to shine in our hearts, all of us will be dwelling in darkness.
求主怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us, Lord.
用你的同在覆庇我们。
Cover us with your presence.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
今天早晨和弟兄姊妹交通一个题目。
This morning I'd like to fellowship a topic with brothers and sisters.
就是十字架基本的经历。
That is the fundamental experiences of the cross.
当我们读诗篇第四十篇的时候。
As we read Psalm 40.
我们知道这些诗篇都是讲到神儿女在神面前属灵的经历。
We know that these psalms are all speaking towards the experiences of God's children.
当我们读这150篇诗篇的时候。
When we read all 150 psalms.
你发现它里面分成五个阶段。
We discover that it's divided into five sections, five books.
每一个阶段就说到我们在神面前的一段的经历。
And each book describes a period of our experiences before the Lord.
这四十篇是在头一段的末了的地方。
Psalm 40 is at the end of the first book.
四十篇和四十一篇好像是一个承上启下的一个段落。
And Psalm 40 and Psalm 41 are one that summarize the book one and to open up book two.
40篇好像把前面的经历把它总结一下。
Psalm 40 was summarizes all the previous experiences.
41篇好像告诉我们说我们在属灵的道路上还有很长的路要走。
And Psalm 41 tells us that we still have yet a long way to walk spiritually. 虽然我们在前面已经有了一些的经历。Even though we have already acquired some experiences.
但是在属灵的道路上我们还需要继续的往前。
But on this spiritual way, we must proceed forward.
所以在41篇好像给我们给我们看见我们需要继续的往前去。
So Psalm 41 shows us that we must press on.
所以当我们读这诗篇第四十篇的时候
，As we read Psalm 40,
我们在这里讲的是最基本的一些的经历。
And here it tells us the most fundamental experiences.
虽然是非常基本的
，Although they are very basic,
但是是非常非常重要的。
But they are important.
因为这乃是根基。
Because these are foundational.
弟兄姊妹，根基是非常非常重要的。
Brothers and sisters, foundations are always important.
如果根基毁坏了，一人还能做什么呢
？If the foundation is ruined, then what can a righteous man do?
当我们在追求主的路上
，As we pursue after the Lord，
当我们盼望说在属灵上能够有长进的时候
，As we desire to have spiritual growth，
我们特别要注意一件事，就是我们的根基。
We need to pay special attention to our foundations.
你发现今天很多人他们信主信的好像不是很牢靠。
You discover that today many people do not believe in God that firmly.
因为他的根基不够牢。
Because the foundation is not firm.
好像根基上出了一些的问题。
There's some problem in the foundation.
不仅我们出信的时候需要特别注重根基的问题。
When we just believe in God, we need to pay attention to our foundation.
就是我们在主里面有一些年日的弟兄姊妹。
Even when we have already had some spiritual years before the Lord,
我们同样需要注意根基的问题。
We still need to pay attention to our foundation.
就着事实一面来讲。
For the facts,
我们的主乃是我们的根基。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is our
foundation. 是不会有任何问题的。
We have no question about that.
就着我们的经历来讲。
And according to our experiences,
弟兄姊妹，我们常常要在这些根基的问题上受试验。
We need to be tested on our foundation.
弟兄姊妹，你发现那些在主里面久的人。
But sister, you find out those people who have some years
before the Lord. 那些已经有过许许多多属灵经历的人。
Those brothers and sisters who has already had many experiences.
当他们软弱的时候。
When they become weak.
甚至当他们跌倒的时候。
Even when they have fallen.
你发现都是在根基的问题上出了问题。
You discover the problem always rests on the foundation.
大卫有过软弱。
David has a weakness.
所罗门有过软弱。
Solomon has a weakness.
如果你去看他们的软弱的时候
，If you examine their weaknesses，
你发现那些都不是很高深、很高深的道理。
You discover those are not deep spiritual problem，
乃是根基的问题。
But they are, have problem in their foundation.
所以我们需要注重根基的问题。
We need to pay attention to our foundation.
当我们说到这些属灵的经历的时候
，When we talk about the spiritual experiences,
我们知道这些属灵的经历乃是因着我们愿意背起十字架跟随主而有的。
We know that we can only have spiritual experiences after we have the desire to carry the cross.
弟兄姊妹，主讲得非常的清楚。
Brothers and sisters, God's word is very clear.
若有人要跟从。
If anyone wants to follow me,
他就得背起他的十字架。
You must carry your cross.
他就当舍己。
You need to deny yourself.
所以一个人如果从来没有十字架的经历
，If a man who never has the experience of the cross,
他就没有任何属灵的经历。
He will not have spiritual experience.
我们也许可以有许多世上的经历。
Maybe we can have many worldly experiences.
甚至我们可以有许多痛苦的经历。
We can even have many painful experiences.
但是这些经历的本身并不一定会有十字架。
But these experiences itself may not carry the cross.
就算是最痛苦、最痛苦的经历。
Even the most painful experiences in your life.
不一定有十字架在里面。
May not contain the cross.
但是十字架却定规带给我们属灵的经历。
But the cross will always, almost surely, to bring us spiritual experiences.
当我们来读这段圣经的时候
，When we read this portion of scripture,
你发现你会看见十字架的影子。
You can see the shadows of the cross.
你看在第六节那里告诉我们
In verse 6 it tells us
说祭物和礼物是你所不喜悦的
Sacrifice and meal offering thou has not desired
燔祭和赎罪祭是非你所要的
Burnt offerings and sin offerings thou has not required
我们知道这些乃是在旧约的律法里面神的百姓到神面前所做的事
We know that these are things that people would do in the Old Testament
这些乃是在旧约里面那些影儿
And these are the shadows in the Old Testament
这些并不能够使我们在神面前得蒙拯救
But these cannot cause us to be saved before God
在后面他说那时我说看哪、啊、我来了
And then he says behold I come
这里说到基督他来了
Here it tells us Christ came.
他是旧约的一切影儿的实际。
He is the reality of all the shadows in the Old Testament.
他乃是那真实的燔祭。
And he is that true burnt offering.
他就是我们的赎罪祭。
He is our sin offering.
他把自己无瑕无疵的献给神。
He has offered himself without sin.
他就一次为我们成就了永远的救赎。
And once and for all, he has accomplished the work of salvation.
而且这里他特别告诉我们
Here he tells us.
是我的事在经卷上已经记载了
In the scroll of the book, it is written of me.
这里不仅给我们看见十字架
Here it not only shows us the cross.
不仅给我们看见在十字架上的救赎
Not only shows us the redemptive work on the cross.
这里告诉我们这十字架乃是在神永远的心意的里面
But here it tells us the cross is dwells in the eternal will of God.
在哥林多前书十五章那里就明明地告诉我们
In 1 Corinthians 15 it tells us.
说基督就照着圣经所记为我们的罪死了而且埋葬了
According to the scripture that Christ died for us and was buried.
照着圣经所记第三天复活了
According to the scripture he resurrected on the third day.
弟兄姊妹十字架是永远的
Brothers and sisters the cross is eternal.
十字架不是神临时想到的一个办法
The cross is not a remedial work that God thought of.
弟兄姊妹这实在是神的奥秘
Because it is the mystery of God.
十字架乃是从永远到永远的
The cross is from eternity to eternity.
所以我们看见在这里好像神的圣灵在这里来提醒我们
Here the Holy Spirit of God reminds us.
当我们在属灵道路上有一些的经历以后
As we acquire some spiritual experiences.
当我们跟随主有一段年日以后
As we have followed the Lord for a certain time.
圣灵就常常要引我们的眼目回到十字架这个根基上
The Holy Spirit will often guide our eyes back to the cross. On the foundation of the cross.
因为如果没有十字架这个根基
Without the foundation of the cross.
我们不会有我们这些的属灵的经历
We cannot have these spiritual experiences.
我们也不可能在属灵上往更深处去
We cannot go further in our spiritual experiences.
有的时候你发现有的人他已经信主很久很久
Sometimes you would discover some believer who believed for many years.
他的知识道理都很丰富
And they have abundant knowledge.
他们自己感觉也非常的美好
They also felt pretty good about themselves.
但是当你去交通的时候
But when you fellowship,
你发现好像没有那种灵里的感动
You discover there's not a moving in the Holy Spirit.
好像不像在诗篇里说的那个深渊与深渊的响应
It is not like what the psalm described, that the deep calls into the deep.
外面的道理可以讲了很多很多
You can discuss about many teachings.
但是好像在属灵的经历上却是非常非常的少。
But the spiritual experiences are few.
那个原因在哪里呢
？What is the reason for that?
那个原因乃是在这个十字架的根基上出了问题。
The problem is there is some problem with the foundation on the cross.
而且很多的时候都是最基本最基本的一些的问题。
And many times it is the most fundamental issues.
每一次当我们提到十字架的时候
Every time when we mention about the cross.
刚才我们弟兄所说的
Just like our brother shared earlier.
我们觉得非常非常的沉重
We felt that this is very heavy.
给人感觉非常的痛苦
It always gives us an idea of pain and suffering. And pitiful.
可怜兮兮的
Very pitiful.
而且好像是这些前面的弟兄们他们应该 学的功课。
It is the lessons for the brothers who walk ahead of us.
而且有时候我们看见他们学的也不太好。
And sometimes their experiences are not very good.
如果我们看见他们有软弱的时候。
When we discover that they also have weaknesses.
那我们就更差的就更远了。
And then we felt that we are we have felt short of the standard.
所以我们觉得这样的道都是太高太高的。
We felt that these kind of messages are too high for us.
而且是可望不可及的。
It's something we can behold, but we cannot arrive.
所以我们真的盼望我们能够在十字架的经历上有些的学习。
We desire to have some learnings in terms of the cross.
有的时候我们觉得太玄了。
But many times we find it is too abstract.
好像我们一直摸不到。
Something we cannot touch.
我有时候发现一件事。
Sometimes I discover this.
发现很多的弟兄姊妹，愿意知道很多属灵的道理。
The brothers and sisters loves to know many spiritual teachings.
甚至很深很深属灵道理，大家都愿意去学习。
They even want to learn some deep spiritual knowledge.
但就是缺少十字架的认识。
But they lack in the knowledge of the cross.
好，一到十字架这里，我们就往后退缩。
Whenever we come close to the cross, we retreat back again.
但是弟兄姊妹，你有没有注意到一件事？
But brothers and sisters, have you noticed this?
如果我们对十字架缺乏认识，
If we lack the knowledge of the cross,
如果我们在十字架的经历上不够深，
If we cannot deepen our knowledge in terms of the cross,
就我们所领受的所有属灵的知识，
Then all the spiritual knowledge that we have acquired,
就是好像最伟大的真理。
Even the greatest doctrine,
到我们这里好像都会变形的。
It become distorted when we received it.
这是非常非常稀奇的一件事。
This is something very amazing.
比如说，当我们说到玛利亚的故事。
For example, we talk about the story of Mary.
你这个姊妹在神面前蒙的福分是太大了。
You know that this sister was truly blessed, greatly blessed before the Lord.
主说她得到了那个上好的福分。
Jesus said that he has received the best.
谁不愿意得到这上好的福分？
Who doesn't want to receive this blessing?
可是当这样的道说到我们这里的时候，
But when such a message comes to us,
因着我们没有十字架的经历，
And because we have no experiences in the cross,
因为我们缺少十字架的认识，
And we lack the knowledge of the cross,
你发现这样荣耀的信息却给我们的懒惰成了借口。
And such glorious message becomes our excuses to our laziness.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得这样可怕不可怕？
Brother and sister, this is awful.
就是恩典这样的信息。
Even a message such as grace.
恩典是太宝贵，太宝贵了。
Grace is so precious.
谁不需要恩典呢？
Who doesn't need grace?
只要你稍微有一点点恩典的经历。
As soon as you have some experiences of concerning grace,
你就知道你太需要恩典。
You discover how much you need
grace. 你天天都需要神的恩典。
You need God's grace daily.
但如果我们不晓得十字架的道，
But if we do not know the way of the cross,
如果在我们生命中十字架从来没有碰过我们，
If in our life the cross has never touched us,
恩典可以成为我们放纵情欲的机会啊。
And grace will become an excuse for us to indulge ourselves.
恩典可以成为我们以自我为中心的一个工具。
And grace will become a tool for our self-centeredness.
弟兄姊妹，你仔细想一想。
And sister, if you think carefully,
这实在太可怕的一件事。
This is a very awful thing.
就是十字架本身这个道。
Even the message on the cross.
如果我们没有任何的经历的话，
Without any experience,
本来十字架是荣耀的。
Formerly the cross is glorious.
是充满了生命的。
It is full of life.
是完全是积极的。
It is a positive message.
可是一到我们这就成为一个非常非常可怕的东西。
But when it comes to our hand, it becomes something fearful.
成为了一个绊脚石。
It becomes our stumbling block.
甚至基督都要成为绊脚石。
Even Christ will become our stumbling
block. 当我们读圣经的时候，看见那些法利赛人。
We read the scripture and we look at the Pharisees.
当我们看那些犹太人，
We look at the Jews.
他们拒绝主的十字架。
They refuse the cross of the Lord.
所以基督就成为他们的绊脚石。
And that's why Christ becomes their stumbling block.
就算有的人蒙神的特别的怜悯，
Even if some who has received special mercy,
像彼得他得了父的启示，
Just like Peter, he has received revelation from the Father.
就是你是基督，你是永生神的儿子。
Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God.
但是因着他拒绝十字架的。
But because he refused the cross.
你发现那个启示就好像在转瞬之间就模糊了。
In a sudden, that great, that glorious revelation become dim.
好像那个启示在他里面一直不能够明亮起来。
And that revelation cannot shine in his life.
弟兄姊妹，那是从父直接来的启示啊。
Brother and sister, that revelation came from the Father himself.
但因着彼得那个时候他拒绝十字架的缘故。
But because Peter rejected the cross.
因为他不晓得十字架的道的缘故。
He does not know the way of the cross.
那个启示在他里面一直是模糊。
Then the revelation become dim in his heart.
弟兄姊妹，实在是太可怕了。
My sister, this is really.
你真的仔细想一想。
If you think about it.
太多这样的事情。
There are so many things like that.
太恐怖了。
It is terrible.
弟兄姊妹，我们追求了这么久啊。
We have pursued the Lord for so long.
我们都追求的是纯正的道理啊。
We've been pursuing after the pure way of God.
但是有一个极大的危险。
But we have this great danger.
就是这些最纯正、最美好的道。
These wonderful, pure messages.
就是到我们这很可能会走样。
It could be distorted once it comes into our lives.
我前一段时间到这个欧洲去。
A couple days ago, I was in Europe.
当我到那个阿姆斯特丹机场的时候。
When I arrived in the airport of Amsterdam.
我觉得印象非常的深刻。
And it left me a deep impression.
因为那个机场是一个非常大的一个中转站。
And that airport is a great hub.
你如果去欧洲任何一个国家，差不多都可以从那儿转飞机的。
If you want to go to any country in Europe, you will probably first arrive there and then go to your destination.
如果你已经进到机场的里面。
Once you enter into the airport,
你可以随便去任何一个上任何一个飞机。
You can take any plane you want.
一点拦阻都没有。
And you will not find any barriers.
但是只有一个国家有问题。
But there's only one country that there's some problem.
就是美国。
That is United States.
我们已经被检查过里里外外，已经完全检查过了。
They have already searched us. Yeah, inside and outside.
当我们要上美国飞机的时候。
But when we want to get on the plane going to United States, it's like weird enemies.
然后我们又重新把我们所有的东西又都摆在那个里面。
Once again, we had to place all luggage on the checking line.
我们要重新经过那个安全的检查。
Once again, we had to go through the security gates.
因为他们实在觉得太恐怖了。
Because they are full of fear.
弟兄姊妹。
Sisters,
进到神国里也有一个安全的检查。
When you enter into the kingdom of God, you also need to go through the security check.
当我们的主在和尼哥底母在谈话的时候。
When our Lord Jesus was had a conversation with Nicodemus.
人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
He said, "If the man is not born again, you cannot enter into the kingdom."
人若不从水和圣灵生的，你就不能见神的国。
If a man is not born through the water and the Holy Spirit, then you are unable to enter into the kingdom of God.
什么叫做从水和圣灵生呢？
What does it mean to be born again through water and spirit?
那是指的十字架说的。
That refers to the cross.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
神国有一个安全的检查。
There is also a security check to enter into the kingdom of God.
那乃是主的十字架。
That is the cross of the Lord.
肉体对于神圣的所有的事物都是非常非常恐怖的。
Flesh is an enemy to all holy and spiritual things.
弟兄姊妹，你发现神圣的事物，所有的这些事物是何等的圣洁，何等的美好。
And God's all these holy things are wonderful.
当人的手要来摸的时候。
But when we want to touch it with our hand,
当我们要来摸这些属灵的事物的时候，
when we want to feel the spiritual things,
当我们要来摸属灵的侍奉的时候，
when we want to take on the spiritual service,
如果没有十字架做安全的检查，
if you do not go through the security check of the cross,
弟兄姊妹，你发现这一切都要被败坏，
you will find out everything will be destroyed.
我们曾经有一段时间，我们非常乐意 在主的面前来亲近他，来祷告他。
There was a time in my life that I want to just draw near to God and feel His presence.
我们何等盼望能够经历到神的同在。
We truly desire to enter into His presence.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等美好的一件事。
This is such a wonderful thing.
如果我们天天都活在神的同在里面。
If we live in God's presence daily.
弟兄姊妹，我们所有的光景都不是这样的。
Then our whole being will be different today.
但是当人的肉体进来的时候。
But when the flesh of man enters,
你发现后来人家谈虎色变。
You discover people are afraid when they talk about this.
弟兄姊妹，神的同在，人家怕谈到这件事。
Men begin to be fearful when they talk about the presence of God.
这难道不是仇敌的诡计吗？
Isn't that the way of the enemy?
这是神给我们最好最好最大的礼物啊。
God has given us the greatest gift.
弟兄姊妹，多少的时候我们说到圣灵的恩赐。
Many times we talk about the spiritual gifts.
多少的人怕都怕死了。
And yet there are people who are so afraid of it.
弟兄姊妹，有一次我记得我出去传福音。
Once I remember I went to share the gospel.
讲到一个地步，我自己受感动。
I preached to a certain point that I was so moved.
底下的有的弟兄姊妹就说，我们要小心这个人。
And then there were brother and sister who was in the audience said, we need to be careful of this man.
这个人恐怕要把灵恩带到我们中间来。
Maybe this guy is from the Pentecostal camp.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵的恩赐是神赐给他教会的。
Brother and sister, the spiritual gift is something God has given to his church.
神儿女今天是何等需要能力呢？
How the children of God needs to have power.
我们何等需要圣灵的启示呢？
We need a revelation of the Holy Spirit.
我们今天好像常常经历不到这样的大能。
Many times we cannot experience this great power of the
Holy Spirit. 我们谈到这些事，我们心里都非常的惧怕。
But we talk about it with great fear.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不回到十字架这个根基上。
Brothers and sisters, if we do not return to the foundation of the cross,
是何等可怕的一件事。
Then this is a terrible thing to us.
我自己曾经花了一些时间，我来看那些在起初灵恩运动开始的时候那些弟兄姊妹的他们的一些的见证。
In a period of time, I have spent time to look up all the autobiographies for those brothers and sisters who started the Pentecostal movement.
弟兄姊妹，当我读的时候，我里面非常受感动。
When I read about their stories, my heart was greatly moved.
他们每一个人都是走十字架道。
Because each one of them walk on the way of the cross.
他们在神的面前舍弃他们的自己。
They deny themselves before the Lord.
他们不看他们自己。
They do not look at themselves.
他们只定睛在基督的身上。
They only fix their gaze upon the Lord.
所以神可以让这样的能力显在他们的身上。
And that's why such power is displayed through their life.
当我们读四福音和使徒行传的时候。
And when we read the four Gospels in the book of Acts,
我们看见当主在地上跟随他那些门徒。
We see those disciples who have followed the Lord Jesus on earth.
他们是何等盼望能够有能力啊！
How they desire to have power.
他们觉得说，那赶鬼是何等一件荣耀的事。
They think it's so glorious to be able to cast out demons.
可是有的时候鬼都赶不出去了。
But sometimes they're just unable to cast out the demon.
我们知道那个时候在主上十字架之前。
We know this happened before Jesus went to the cross.
你发现他们每一个人都是那样的伟大。
You find that each one of them consider themselves great.
每个人都是要做最大的。
Each one of them fight for the great place.
你就看这些人，他们每一个人都是单个的个体。
Each one of them are individual person.
每个人都想说在神面前能够有一番的事业。
Each one of them want to have a successful career through Lord Jesus Christ.
当经过十字架。
After they pass through the cross,
在五旬节那一天
on the day of Pentecost,
你发现站起来的是十二个人
you discover all 12 of them stood up.
但只有一个人说话
only one person spoke.
这个人是他们中间最软弱的一个
and this person was the weakest among the
这个人他们都晓得他三次当着一个使女的面来否认他们的主
this was the person who denied the Lord 3 times before a maid servant.
他们十二个人一同站起来
Yet the 12 of them stood up together.
只有一个人在讲话。
Only one spoke.
但是你知道非常的稀奇。
And an amazing thing happened.
所有在那里听到他们讲话的人。
All the audiences.
说每个人都听见自己的乡谈。
They all heard the message in their own language.
弟兄姊妹稀奇不稀奇？
Brother and sister, isn't that amazing?
那是圣灵的能力。
That is the power of the Holy Spirit.
如果十二个使徒每个人都用一种方言在那里传讲，
If all 12 of them spoke in a different tongue,
你顶多有十二种的语言而已。
You can only have 12 tongues.
但是当他们在一个身体里面在那里侍奉的时候，
But when they serve in one body,
圣灵的能力完全超过人一切所求所想。
The power of the Holy Spirit surpasses what man can comprehend.
多少的这种方言？
So many tongues.
你说在福建一个地方就有几十种、上百种的湘潭。
You know that even in the province of Fujian, there is hundreds of different dialects.
弟兄姊妹，当人肯接受十字架的时候，
When men are willing to receive the cross,
当十字架在人生命中在那里做过的时候。
When the cross can do its work in men's life,
弟兄姊妹，神所赐给我们的是过于我们所求所想的。
Then what God has given us is more than what we can ask and we can imagine.
所以你看保罗在给哥林多人写信的时候，
And when Paul wrote the letters to the Corinthians,
我在你们中间什么都不知道。
He says, I don't know anything among you.
除了基督和他钉十字架。
Except the cross and Christ.
你们觉得什么都重要。
You'd think that everything else is important.
所有的属灵的知识你们都觉得重要。
All the spiritual knowledge you think.
所有的恩赐你们都带着争着在那发表。
You always want to grab hold of spiritual gifts.
但是我在你们中间只知道一件事。
But I only know one thing among you.
就基督并他钉十字架。
That is Christ and Christ crucified.
若不是这件事的话。
Without this.
若没有这个十字架的根基的话。
Without the foundation of the cross.
你们所有的恩赐。
All of your spiritual gifts,
你们所有的知识
all of your spiritual knowledge,
都成为你们的亏损
will become your lost.
所以你看在他们中间就是嫉妒就是纷争
And that's why you find dissension and jealousies among them.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
十字架的经历跟我们是息息相关的
And the cross of Christ is
the message of the cross.
The message of the cross is
related to our daily life.
Needs to be lived out through in our daily life.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的内心深处，真的有安息吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you truly find rest in the depth of your heart?
我们自己可以在静下来的时候问问我们自己。
When we quiet ourselves down, we can ask ourselves this question.
我们里面真的有那个满足吗？
Are we completely satisfied?
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是还觉得要让自己更加属灵一点呢？
Or do we still want ourselves to be more spiritual.
弟兄姊妹，你是不是还想让自己更加属灵呢？
Do you still want to add more spirituality into your life?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们有一天还想让自己属灵的话，你看你一天就没有安息。
If you still want to make yourself spiritual, then you will not have rest.
除非有一天我们看见我们这个人是不可能属灵的。
Until one day you confess that you are unable to be spiritual.
那个时候你可能开始有点属灵了。
Then you probably can't enter into God's spirituality.
当我们在那里聚会的时候，
In our meetings,
当你看见别的人在主面前蒙恩的时候，
When you see how other people are blessed,
你里面是怎么感觉呢？
What is your feeling?
如果有人他说有人杀死万万，
If someone says there are some who killed tens of thousands,
那我们想听听人家说我们到底杀死几个呢？
Then you want to say, well, what do they say about me? How many do I kill?
如果杀死十万，那我很高兴。
If I can kill hundreds of thousands, I will be happy.
如果杀死千千的话，
If I only kill thousands,
那我里面就非常非常的难过。
Then I am depressed.
弟兄姊妹，这件事对我们是非常非常真实的。
Brothers and sisters, this is very real to us.
如果我们离开十字架这个根基，
If we have left the way to the foundation of the cross,
我发现我们在那里捕风，我们在那里捉影。
We're only capturing the wind.
我们在主里面好像已经追求了很久。
We have pursued the Lord for a very long time.
我们好像已经有很多的经历了。
We have acquired many experiences.
但是当我们仔细来思想的时候。
But when we consider it carefully,
好像我们还在原地一样。
It seems like we're still at our starting point.
好像我们在属灵的事情上一点都没有往前去。
In spiritual matters, we have not progressed a bit.
所以我们感谢主，神的圣灵常常让我们安静下来。
We thank the Lord, His Spirit often quiet our hearts down.
让我们不要好高骛远。
So that we don't want to look for the thing that is beyond us.
让我们稍微看一下我们这些根基的事情。
But then we can focus upon our foundation.
弟兄姊妹，这个根基实在是太重要。
And sister, this foundation is truly important.
我想没有人可以用什么言语来使这件事情让我们更加的值得注意。
I don't think words can tell us how important it is to pay attention on our foundation.
神活泼长存的话，因着没有十字架的根基，会成为杀死人的字句。
The living word of God, if it is received without the cross, then it will kill
us. 最神圣的神的工作会成为彰显自己的舞台。
The most holy work of God will become a stage to exalt men.
当我们读摩西故事的时候，
When we read about the story of Moses,
你发现当时人瞧不起摩西。
You discover that men looked down upon Moses.
觉得摩西没做什么。
They didn't think that he has done anything.
弟兄姊妹，你想想摩西做什么？
What has Moses done?
他就拿一根棍而已。
He just have a staff in his hand.
他也没有耍一耍，对不对？
He didn't even twirl the staff.
他也没有打一套套路给我们看，对不对？
He didn't play with his sticks.
他只是好像就动了几下。
He just moved a little bit.
弟兄姊妹，所以那个时候以色列百姓他们觉得摩西没有做什么。
So at that time the Israelites felt that Moses did not do anything.
摩西算得什么？
Who is he?
但是摩西他动了几下，学了八十年。
But it took him 80 years to learn to move the staffs.
弟兄姊妹，神让他打一下，他打一下。
When God asked him to strike once,
神让他打两下，他打两下。
God said strike twice and he would do it twice.
这不是从前的摩西啊。
This is not the former Moses.
摩西一拳就可以把一个埃及人打死。
Because with one fist he can kill an Egyptian.
又用再用一根棍可以打死一排的埃及人呢。
With one staff he probably can kill a line of Egyptians.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不学习十字架的功课，
If we do not learn the lessons of the cross,
我们可能在人面前是非常辉煌的。
Maybe we are somebody before men.
我们的侍奉人人都知道的。
And people notice our ministries.
但人就是看不见神。
Yet men cannot see God.
我们可以在这里讲很多很高深的道。
We can talk about many high teachings here.
人里面就是遇不见神。
And yet men cannot touch God.
我特别感动，有一个在主里面很久的一个弟兄。
There was a brother who served the Lord for many years.
他是特别会司琴的一个弟兄。
And he was a great pianist.
他告诉我们一件事。
He told us one thing.
说当那个司琴好的时候。
He says when there is a good pianist.
所有的会众听不见司琴的声音。
And all the congregation will sing and not hear the piano.
因为每个人都被带到了基督的面前。
Because everyone has been brought before
Christ. 所有的眼目和耳目都在基督的身上。
All eyes and all ears are focused on the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不学习十字架的功课，
If we do not learn the lessons of the cross,
我们没有办法来侍奉神。
We cannot serve God.
我们顶多彰显自己的恩赐就是。
We only manifesting our own gifts.
所以我们是在相信神的圣灵要带我们回到这个根基的上面。
We truly believe the Holy Spirit will lead us back to this foundation.
诗篇四十篇是一篇非常丰富的诗篇。
Psalm 40 is a very rich song.
但是我们今天早晨只从这一个简单的角度来看。
But this morning we will only look from this perspective.
我们来看我们在神面前十字架的那个最基本的一些的经历。
We will look at the most fundamental experiences of the cross.
在第一节。
In verse 1.
他说：“我曾耐心等候耶和华，他垂听我的呼求。”
I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me.And heard my cry.
这里说到这个诗人他的祷告蒙了垂听。
And here the psalmist said that his prayer was heard by God.
这件事也是非常非常重要的。
And this is important.
在我记得个人刚刚得救的时候。
I remember when I was just saved.
那个时候我们最羡慕就是神垂听我们的祷告。
At that time what we envy the most is when God heard our prayers.
哎呀，我们听了很多的见证啊，我们都非常非常的羡慕。
We heard many testimonies and we envy those testimonies.
哎呀，神能听我的祷告该多好。
If God can answer my prayer,
怎么我的祷告都好像碰在墙壁就掉下来呢？
But it seems like my prayers are projected to the wall and it fall off.
祷告蒙神垂听是非常非常好的，非常好的经历。
It is such a wonderful experience to know that God answered our prayers.
但我发现这里的祷告跟我们平时所说的不一样。
But here the prayer seems to be different.
这里面这个祷告不是最后的一招。
And this is the not the last prayer.
弟兄姊妹，多少时候我们遇见的事情？
Many times we encounter certain things.
祷告是最后的一招。
The prayer is the last thing we will do.
我们先想到说我们有什么样的帮助。
First, we will look for outside help.
如果飓风来的时候。
For example, in a hurricane.
我先想说我在奥斯汀有几个亲戚。
First, we will say, how many relatives do I have in Austin?
看看我的油箱里到底有多少的油。
And then look at how much gas I have in the tank.
然后我在想，哦，我还需要祷告一下。
And then you say, oh, maybe I need to pray.
弟兄姊妹，这里这个祷告不是这样的祷告。
But Lord, but brother and sister, this is not how the psalmist pray here.
这个祷告也不是先斩后奏的祷告。
This is not a prayer that they first observe the situation and then pray.
你知道我们常常是先斩后奏，先做了事情，然后再祷告的。
Oh, this is not a prayer that you have done something already and then.
我已经决定了讲这篇道了。
I have already decided to preach this message.
我们来到神面前祷告了。
Now I come before the Lord and pray.
主啊，帮助我。
Lord, help me.
与我同在。
Be with me.
千万千万别让我失败。
And don't let me fail.
哦，让弟兄姊妹因着这篇道得到益处。
And cause the brothers and sisters to receive benefits from this message.
这个祷告不是这样的祷告。
This is not a prayer here.
这个祷告乃是一个服下来的一个祷告。
The prayer in verse 1 is one who are completely submit before the Lord.
他耐心地等候。
He waited patiently for the Lord.
他不再寻求其他的帮助。
He no longer seek for other helps.
当他看不见祷告结果的时候。
When he does not see the result of the prayer.
他的心单单地等候他的神。
His heart only wait patiently before the Lord.
他里面服下来。
He has submitted himself.
他不再抱怨。
He no longer complains.
他不再烦躁。
He's not anxious.
他说我完全交托在你的手中。
I have completely surrendered before you.
我们曾经遇到有一个姊妹，她没有办法怀孕。
I know of a sister who cannot conceive a child.
我们为她祷告了很多次。
And we pray for her many times.
每次去祷告，她里面都烦躁不安。
And every time we pray, she is full of anxiousness in her heart.
非得要个孩子不可。
She says, I must have a child.
因为我一点的身上的这个障碍都没有。
And because there's nothing wrong with her physically.
所以她在神面前就一直的在那里求问为什么。
So she continued to ask God why and why.
可是每一次都失败。
And every time she failed.
她想出了各种各样的办法。
They thought of all different kinds of methods.
凡是世上能够提供的办法，他们宁愿花所有的钱财，也要得着一个孩子。
All the methods this world can afford, they have spent all the money and tried.
感谢主，有一次我们去跟他祷告的时候。
We thanked the Lord once as we were praying with her.
主的话进到她的里面。
The word of God entered into her heart.
她在神面前这样的祷告。
And this is how she prayed before the Lord.
如果我没有孩子，就没有孩子了。
If I don't have any child, Lord, I don't.Want to have a child.
我愿意交托在你的手中。
I'm willing to commit this into your
hand. 愿意耐心的等候耶和华。
I will wait patiently before the Lord.
神恩待她。
And the Lord had mercy on her.
神垂听了她的祷告。
And the Lord heard her prayer.
这是我们在十字架经历的最基本、最基本的经历。
This is the most fundamental lessons we have in the cross.
弟兄姊妹，我们在祷告的上面，如果我们从来没有服下来过。
Brother and sister, if we had never surrendered ourselves in terms of prayers,
我们就好像一直还没摸不到这个十字架的经历。
Then we have not touched the experience of the cross.
第二节。
Verse 2.
他从祸坑里，从淤泥中把我拉上来，使我的脚立在磐石上，使我脚步稳当。
He brought me up out of the pit of destruction, out of the miry clay.And he set my feet upon a rock, making my footsteps firm.
这里看见说他的脚立在磐石的上面。
Here we see that his feet are set upon a rock.
我们知道这磐石指的什么说的。
And we know that this rock refers to whom?
这磐石乃是指基督的，基督他是我们的义说的。
And the rock refers to Christ, that Christ is our righteousness.
他从此不再靠他的感觉。
From now on, he doesn't live by his feelings.
我们所有的感觉都是淤泥啊。
Because all our feelings are miry clay.
常常把我们陷在那个痛苦的里面。
Oftentimes we are in pain and struggling because of this.
当我们开始蒙恩得救的时候。
And when we received His grace.
如果这个礼拜我表现特好。
If this week I have done good work,
那我到伯饼聚会就可以开口祷告了。
Then I come to the table, Lord's table meeting, I'm able to open my mouth to pray.
如果这个星期我跟太太吵架了。
If this week I had an argument with my wife.
而且这个主日聚会前还没进来的时候就已经脸红了。
And before I even enter into the meeting halls, my face turned red.
那么那个时候我的
I'm angry.
然后我的灵里面就非常非常的七上八下的。
And then my spirit will go up and down.
我在神的面前一直认罪悔改，一直认罪悔改。
I continue to confess my sin before the Lord.
你发现我的脚是踩在淤泥的上面。
You discover that your feet are still in the miry clay.
不是立在磐石的上面。
You are not set on the rock.
我自己曾经就陷在这淤泥的里面。
I was once fallen into this miry clay.
来到国营地，我觉得人人都是义人。
I come to the Lord's table meeting, I discover everyone around me are righteous.
就是有一个恶人在那站立不住。
And there's only one evil man who are unable to stand firm.
所以恶人在义人的会中是站立不住的。
And because the evil man cannot stand firm in the congregation of the righteous.
我就一直低着脑袋。
So I bow my head.
哎呀，真是想找个地方钻进去。
I really want to find a place to hide myself.
想到自己这一周所做的很多的软弱。
I think about all the weaknesses that I encountered this week.
我就越陷越深。
And the deeper I sink into the miry clay.
我一直陷在这个淤泥的里面。
I'm continue stayed in the miry clay.
甚至到了一个地步。
And to the point.
仇敌在我里面控告我。
And the enemy accused me.
你根本没有得救。
You have not been saved.
像你那种得救的根本不会得救的。
Your kind of person can never be completely saved.
你可能还得重新再洗一遍。
You need to rebaptize yourself again.
所以有的时候你知道这里面是真是七上八下。
You know, many times our hearts goes up and down.
里面在那里挣扎。
We struggle inward.
因为我们的脚是踩在淤泥的上面。
Because our feet are in the miry clay.
我们踩在我们的感觉的上面。
Our feet are stepping upon.
踩在我们自己的行为的上面。
And upon our deeds.
没有立在磐石的上面。
Our feet are not set upon a rock.
直到有一天神让我看见。
Until one day God revealed to me.
基督为你死了。
That Christ died for you.
基督已经为你死了。
Christ has already died for you.
我在神面前献上我的感恩。
And I give God my thanksgiving.
我所有的罪愆，主已经在十字架上都担负了。
Jesus bore all my sins on the cross.
我现在还把我的脚踩在磐石的上。
Now my feet are set upon a rock.
那这是一个不好的感觉。
This is a negative feeling.
有的人是有很好的感觉。
Some people have a good feeling.
那也是一种的淤泥。
And but even the good feelings are miry clay.
有些人有非常美好的经历。
Some people have wonderful experiences.
他们的行为也非常非常的好。
Their deeds are also good.
所以他们就陷在自己那个美好的感觉里面。
And so they are immersed in their own good feelings.
好像在那里欣赏自己的美丽一样。
They admire their own beauty.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做十字架
？Brothers, sisters, what is the cross?
十字架乃是除掉人一切的夸口。
Cross is to remove all the boast of man.
弟兄姊妹，我们要从淤泥里面走出来。
Brothers and sisters, we need to walk out of the miry clay.
站在磐石的上面。
And set our feet upon a rock.
只有基督是我的义。
Only Christ is my righteousness.
无论我是软弱还是我是刚强。
Whether I am weak or strong.
只有基督是我的义。
Only Christ is my righteousness.
其他的地位都是流沙。
Every other ground is sinking sand.
弟兄姊妹，如果你还在淤泥的里面，
sisters, if you're still in the miry clay,
转向主，
turn to the Lord,
把你的脚踏在磐石的上面，
set your feet upon the rock,
你会经历到十字架的恩典，
you will experience the grace of the cross.
第三节，
verse 3,
他是我口唱新歌，就是赞美我们神的话，许多人必看见而惧怕，并要依靠耶和华。
And he put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and will trust in the Lord.
十字架另外一个最基本的一个经历。
Another basic experience of the cross.
就是生活你不再感到苦了。
That is, you do not taste bitterness in your life.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是太荣耀的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, this is such a glorious thing.
不是说环境改变了。
It is not that your environment are completely.
不是说老板再不向我们发脾气了。
Or your boss never gets mad at you again.
不是说从此太太就一下百依百顺了。
And that your wife also become completely obedient.
环境都没有改变。
Your situations have not changed.
但是你不再感到任何的痛苦。
But you do not taste any bitterness.
你好像过一个赞美的生活。
You live a life of praise.
你老觉得你需要唱歌。
You always feel that you need to sing.
弟兄姊妹
Friends, sisters,
十字架带给我们神的同在
The cross brings the presence of God to us
有神与我们同在
When God is with us
有什么还使我们悲伤呢
What else can bring sadness to our hearts
哎呀就是老板今天骂了我
Even my boss scolded me today
里面还是欢欢喜喜的
I still rejoice in my heart
感谢赞美主
Praise the Lord
我今天的软弱又被他发现了
My boss discovered my weakness again today.
我今天要为我的老板好好祷告。
And today I need to pray for my boss.
让他的心脏不要超过负荷。
So that he won't have a heart attack.
弟兄姊妹，你活在喜乐的里面。
Brother and sister, you live in happiness.
弟兄姊妹，我们的生活是不是感到整天在那里叹气呢
？Brother and sister, do you sigh every day in your life?
觉得特倒霉。
He said, "I'm so unfortunate."
别人信耶稣都特好。
Everyone else believed in Christ and their life became good.
就我信耶稣倒霉。
But when I believe in Christ, I become such a
怎么神就这么不眷顾我呢
？How come God doesn't take care of me?
给别人这么多的恩典。
He has given other people so many grace.
到我这儿就截流了。
But then he stopped his grace and start giving grace to me.
就觉得一个难处接着一个难处。
All you can see is one difficulty after
another. 好不容易熬过去一个了。
Finally, you overcame a difficulty.
又来一个。
Another one came.
每天是个叹气的生活。
Every day you lived a life of sighing.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们里面还是充满了这样的愁苦。
Brother and sister, if your life is still filled with such bitterness.
我们还没有摸着十字架。
You have not touched the cross.
我们还不肯把自己放在一边。
We're still unwilling to set
ourselves
aside.
神在这万事当中所为我们预备的是何等丰盛的荣耀。
We did not see that what a glory that God has prepared for us.
你知道有些世上的人他会骂你的。
You know that the people of this world sometimes will get mad at you.
就说你是阿 Q.
He says you're 阿 Q.
你明明受了苦了。
You have already received
自己解释一下。
And you are already suffering, but you just explain
your ways around. 然后心理作用。
And because of your cycle,
自己觉得挺好。
And sometimes you just feel that you're good.
你自己觉得好得不得了，但实际上你很惨啊。
But in reality, your life is not wonderful at all.
你看看我们有多少钱。
Look at us, how much money we have.
看看我们开什么车子。
And look at us, what kind of cars we drive.
看看你那个大破车。
And look at your car.
你就别做阿 Q 了。
And don't deceive yourself.
弟兄姊妹，他虽然外面这样说你。
Even though they will ridicule you this way.
到了关键时刻。
But at the key moments.
他就说许多人必看见而惧怕。
He says many will see and fear.
并要依靠耶和华。
And will trust in the Lord.
我记得那次我们实验室好几位同事我们一起出去这个开会。
I remember once in my lab, all of us went out for a meeting.
我们坐在那个飞机上，正好那个有气流啊，那个飞机上上下下在那里翻。
And we were taking the plane, and we encountered disturbance and a turbulence, and then the plane went up and down.
然后这个大家坐在那里。喊叫
，and people start yelling inside the plane.
然后等我们这个到了终点的时候，我们下来谈到这段经历。
After we arrived, and then we start talk about this experience.
好，每个人都说：“哎呀，我真是吓死了。
”And everyone of them say, "Oh, this is such a frightening."
就是那个时候，觉得说要赶紧打个电话给我太太，说这个最后的时刻到了。
He said that was the moment I really want to just call my wife and tell her that this is my final moment.
他有一个同事，他就说我一点都不怕。
And there was one co-worker says I was not afraid.
说他在我们飞机上。 他指着我说他在我们飞机上。
And he pointed to me and says because he is on our plane.
说他的神若救他，一定救我们的。
Because his God will save him and it will save us too.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的这样来信靠我们的神。
Brother and sister, if we truly believe in the Lord this way.
如果你在生命中你摸着十字架。
If in your life you touch the cross.
他们可以外面来欺负你。
And they can ridicule you outwardly.
他们心里面惧怕你的神。
But their heart will fear your God.
第四节。
Verse 4.
那依靠耶和华，不理会狂傲和偏向虚假之辈的，这人变为有福。
How blessed is the man who has made the Lord his trust and has not turned to the proud, nor to those who lapse into falsehood.
这里面给我们看见十字架另一方面最基本的经历。
Here it shows us another fundamental experience of the cross.
就是与这个世界隔绝。
That is to be separated from this world.
你知道我们和这个世界隔绝最难的一件事是什么？
You know what is the most difficult thing to be separate from this world?
就是人情。
That is a human relationship.
人情是最难拒绝的。
It is so difficult to refuse human relationship.
当我们在侍奉主的时候。
As we serve the Lord.
你发现当神的儿女蒙恩得救。
You find out when the children of God received God's blessing.
如果他周围的人一直都做他的朋友，他从前的朋友现在还是他的朋友的话。
If his former friends are still his friends.
你发现好像这样的弟兄姊妹在属灵道路上就一直走不上去。
Then such brothers cannot press on spiritually.
我这次到一个地方去服侍。
At this time I went to another place to serve the Lord.
那里有一个姊妹她蒙恩得救。
There was a sister who was saved.
她得到这一个浩大的这个救恩，她天天跟她家人传福音。
After she received this gospel, she daily preached them the
gospel. 她把她楼上楼下所有的这些的人都全都传遍了。
All the people live around her, above her, below her, she has shared the gospel to them.
她哭着跟我讲。
And she cried as she disclosed this to me.
没有一个人愿意理她。
She said nobody wants to listen to her.
所有的人都弃绝了她。
Every one of them forsaken her.
但是弟兄姊妹，你说这个姊妹在神面前蒙的恩典是何等的大。
But brother and sister, you know what a great blessing she has received before the Lord.
她虽然才得救，才受洗才不到一年。
Even though she was only baptized for not more than a year.
她在教会里面成为一个负责的姊妹。
She became the responsible sister in the church.
神很多的恩典临到她的身上。
Because God has given her many blessings.
不错，她有许许多多的软弱。
It is true that she still has many
weaknesses. 当她传扬的时候，她可能用的方法是不对的。
When she preached the gospel, maybe she used the wrong method.
但是她和这个世界完全是断绝的。
But her life is completely separated from this world.
她的朋友不再是酒肉朋友。
Her friends are no longer her former friends.
现在她的朋友都是福音朋友。
Now all her friends are gospel friends.
所有愿意跟她做朋友的都是要来听福音的。
All the people who wants to befriend her must listen to her gospel first.
她告诉我神给她多少恩典。
She shared with me how much grace God has given her.
每一次她被人羞辱的时候。
Every time when men ridicule her.
神的手马上就加在那些羞辱他们的身上。
God's hand immediately comes to those people who laughed at her.
然后看见那些人就打电话给她。
And then they will call her.
说我要听听你再讲讲你那个耶稣吧。
He says, "Tell us again about your Jesus."
弟兄姊妹。
And sisters.
那依靠耶和华。
Those who rely upon the Lord.
不理会狂傲和偏向虚假之辈。
The one who trusts the Lord and has not turned to the proud, nor those who.
这人是有福的。
This is a blessed man.
我知道有些弟兄姊妹在信心上非常的软弱。
I know some brothers and sisters are very weak in their faith.
在他的工作的岗位里面。
And in their.
在他的邻居的当中。
Among their neighbors.
他都受洗好几年了，人家都不晓得他是神的儿女。
And even after he has been baptized for many years, yet these people still do not know that he is the children of God.
他怕跟他们断绝关系。
He's afraid to lose that relationship with them.
弟兄姊妹，这里面说不理会狂傲。
Here it tells us those who do not turn to the proud.
不偏向虚假之辈。
And do not turn to the falsehood.
这个世界是狂傲的。
This is a world.
这个世界是虚假的。
This is a world full of falsehood.
神今天让我们在世上成为他的光，成为他的盐。
God today asks us to be His light and His salt.
如果我们愿意这样来依靠耶和华。
If we want to trust in the Lord this way.
虽然人家都不理我。
Even though people will have no regard of us.
虽然我所有的朋友都离弃了我。
Even though everyone will leave us.
我还要跟随我的主。
I still follow my Lord.
因为这人是有福的。
Because such man is blessed.
第五节。
Verse 5.
耶和华我的神啊，你所行的奇事，并你向我所怀的意念，甚多，不能向你陈明。若是陈明，奇事不可胜数。
Many, O Lord my God, are the wonders which thou hast done. In thy thoughts toward us, there is none to compare with thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they would be too numerous to count.
当我们经历十字架的时候，
When we experience the cross,
一个最基本的经历，
One of the most basic experience,
我发现我们有学不完的功课，
is that we have numerous lessons to learn.
弟兄姊妹，跟随主实在是太稀奇太稀奇的一件事。
My sister, it is so wonderful to follow the Lord.
就算同一章的圣经， even 就是 the same chapter of the Bible.
Even in the same chapter of the Bible.
就算是同样的情形，
even in the same circumstances.
如果我们肯在神面前等候的话，
if we can wait patiently for the Lord.
你发现神每一次给你的话都不一样。
You discover that He will give you new words each time.
太稀奇了。
It is so amazing.
跟随主是没有穷尽的。
And there's no end in following the Lord.
你会发现基督太丰富了。
You will discover the richness of Christ.
哎呀，你愿意更多的把自己交在他的手里。
And you want to surrender yourself into His hands even more.
奇数太多了，不可胜数啊。
Too numerous to count.
你向我所怀的意念太多太多。
And your thoughts toward me is so numerous.
实在超过我们所求所想。
It is more than what we have asked.
弟兄姊妹，这些真的只是在经历十字架最基本、最基本的一些的经历。
Brothers and sisters, these are only the most fundamental experiences we have in the cross.
如果我们在这些经历上有缺乏，
if we lack in these experiences,
求主给我们一颗受教的心。
May the Lord give us a teachable heart.
让我们能够回到主的面前。
So that we can return to Him.
让我们在这些经历上有学习。
And that we can relearn these lessons.
好让我们的属灵生命是有根基的。
And that our spiritual life is one with foundation.
如果你觉得你已经有许多这方面的经历，
If you feel that you have already had many of these experiences,
愿神的圣灵把我们带回到这个根基上。
May the Lord once again lead us back to these foundations.
看看我们是不是离开了这些根基。
To see whether or not we have left the foundation.
看看我们在神的面前是不是还在一直的长进。
To see whether or not we continue growing before the Lord.
是不是我们里面觉得他向着我的意念是那样的多？
And do you still know that His thoughts are so numerous towards you?
还是说我们来到聚会里就是没什么了？
Or we come to the meeting, we felt that we are not learning anything.
又讲这个道。
The same message again.
今天又是这个人。
The same person speaking again.
每次都是几个人。
It's just these few people who speak.
怎么不给我们换一换？
Why don't you change for someone else?
耳朵都发痒了。
My ears are tingling.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要回到这十字架的根基上。
Sister, we need to return to the foundation of the cross.
如果我们回到这根基上，
if we return to the foundation,
可能今天这个人是你最讨厌最讨厌的。
Maybe this is the least likable person to you today.
他讲的道理是你最不爱听最不爱听的。
You never enjoyed any of his messages.
但如果你愿意来到神的面前，
but if you're willing to come before the Lord,
如果你愿意来到十字架的底下，
if you want to come, you're willing to come under the cross,
神今天有一句话能够拯救你。
Then God has a word for you today that will save you.
在后面这一段的圣经里面，
In the latter half of the chapter,
我稍微把它只总结一下。
I will just quickly summarize.
这里面告诉我们，那我们怎么样能够有这些的经历呢？
Here it tells us how can we acquire such experiences.
这些是最基本最基本的经历。
These are the most fundamental experiences.
那在我们生命中我们怎么能够进入呢？
But how do we enter in our daily life?
这里面有三方面我盼望能够一同的被提醒。
Here we find three points which I hope we can remind one another.
在第
六节到第八节这一段。
It is from verse 6 to 8.
这一段告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us?
这一段它告诉我们，如果我们盼望能够来经历一点点十字架的经历。
Here it says if you want to have some experiences of the cross.
我们首先要明确我们生命的意义。
First, we need to know the meaning of our life.
弟兄姊妹，我们要来到神的面前来问这件事。
Brothers and sisters, we must come before God and ask this question.
到底我们生命的意义是什么？
What is the meaning of my life?
这里面说主说他的耳朵被开通。
Here it says the Lord has opened my ears.
他说神好像他是那个奴仆一样。
And God is like the servant.
这个主像好像奴仆一样。他像奴仆一样。
And he is like a servant.
好像在旧约里那一个被卖身的奴仆。
He was like a servant who was being sold.
当他爱他的主人的时候。
When he loved his master so much.
就算到了该走的时候，他还是不走。
Even when he is able to leave freely, yet he will not leave.
还愿意把耳朵放在门框上。
He's willing to pierce his ears.
主人就拿锥子把他的耳朵揣开通。
And allow the master to open his ears.
他一生一世都来服侍他的主。
That from now on, in his whole life, he will serve his master.
弟兄姊妹，我们要来到神的面前来问一件事。
Brothers and sisters, we need to ask the Lord.
我们的生命的意义到底是什么？
What is the meaning of my life?
如果这件事我们一直不能够回答。
If this is something we cannot answer.
如果在这件事上我们一直都在徘徊。
If we continue to walk back and forth and wander around,
我们真的很难进入这十字架的经历。
It is very difficult for us to enter into the experience the cross.
在第九节到第十节。
In verses 9 and 10,
这里面告诉我们另外一个方面。
Here tells us another aspect.
就是公开的见证。
That is public testimony.
弟兄姊妹，你真的愿意做主的见证吗？
Brothers and sisters, are you truly willing to be the testimony of God?
如果你肯开口来见证我们的主，
If you are willing to open your mouth to testify our God,
就是再困难的人，
even the most difficult person,
你就觉得这个人根本不可能信耶稣的，
you think that this person is impossible to believe in
God. 可能我给他传闻，他会把唾沫吐到我脸上的。
Maybe if I share the gospel with him, he will spit at my face.
弟兄姊妹，这里面说他不将他的公义隐藏。
Brothers and sisters, these verses tell us that he will not hide his righteousness.
他没有将他的信实和他的救恩好像在那里藏在他的心中。
He will not hide faithfulness and his salvation in his heart.
他不隐瞒他的慈爱和诚实。
He will not conceal his loving kindness and his truth.
如果我们愿意这样来做见证，
If we're willing to make these testimonies,
你一定会经历十字架的经历。
You will definitely have the experiences of the cross.
在不信任的面前，我们做见证。
We testify before the unbelievers.
在神的教会中，我们起来学习侍奉。
In the church of God, we rise up to learn to serve Him.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们很多的时候受许多思想的影响。
Today we're often influenced by many things.
你知道这个会跑步的人，那个 running.
You know that for a runner.
那些特别会跑步的人。
And for those professional runners.
如果你问他们的话。
If you ask them.
他说他跑步的时候是不是那样喘气的。
He says when they run, they will breathe differently.
他只是呼吸。
They only
breathe
in.
他不是在那喘气。
And He's not panting, okay?
Yeah, not panting. Yeah, 对了，他不是在那里喘气，而在那里就是呼吸，就是。
But he is just breathing.
你说那我也想这样的话。
You say, well, I want to learn that.
你只有两条道路。
There's only two ways.
一条道路你根本就不跑。
And one is you don't run at all.
你就发现你就是呼吸就不喘气。
Then you will always breathe and not pant.
你永远都是不跑步。
You never run in your life.
你觉得你和那个跑得最好的人是一样的。
Then your life is just like the perfect runner.
他不喘气，我也不喘气的。
He's not panting, you're not panting.
但还有一条的道路。
There's another way.
就是学习先喘气。
And first you need to learn to pant.
一直的喘气，一直的喘气。
And first you need to learn to pant and pant.
到了有一天。
Until one day.
你摸着了那个新的一个力量。
You have experienced a new strength.
你就开始不喘气。
Then you no longer pant.
弟兄姊妹，今天在侍奉神的事情上，
in terms of serving God，
多少时候我们还没有起来侍奉呢？
Many times we have not even rise up to serve him。
我们就想说我们就不喘气了。
We say that we don't want to pant。
我们只想呼吸而已。
We only want to breathe。
弟兄姊妹，
Francis，
如果我们没有起来侍奉，
If we do not rise up to serve，
你摸不到十字架的大能。
You will not touch the strength of the cross。
一个人他侍奉，他能够不用肉体的力量。
A person who can serve without his flesh strength，
那是因着他用自己肉体力量太多的缘故。
Is because he had used so much of his own strength。
他有一天看见说肉体不能成全神的旨意。
And then one day he sees that flesh cannot accomplish God's work。
我们要起来侍奉我们的神。
We need to rise up to serve our God。
这里有一个公开的见证。
Here is a public testimony。
我今天是神的儿女。
Today I am the child。
无论我走到哪里。
No matter where I travel。
我是神的儿女。
I am the child of God。
我在教会里，我要起来侍奉我的神。
In the church, in the midst of great congregation, I will rise up to serve my God。
最后这一大段。
The last great portion。
讲到在环境中。
It talks about in our daily life。
如果我们真的在神面前盼望能够经历这十字架的经历，
If we desire to have the experiences the cross，
神一定兴起许多的环境。
God will definitely raise up many circumstances。
要让你看见你自己是何等的软弱。
Because he wants to show you that you are so weak。
看见有一天你的罪比自己的头发还多。
One day you will see that your sins are more numerous than the
hair on your head。你真的需要主来搭救你。
You need God to deliver you。
你真的看见你就是一个困苦穷乏的。
You will see that you are one who is poor。
不是有点穷。
It's not just a little bit poor。
不是有点困苦。
It is not just a little bit afflicted。
他说我就是困苦。
He says I am poor。
我的所事就是穷乏。
I am a needy。
弟兄姊妹，如果我们这样来追求。
Brothers and sisters, if we pursue the Lord，
你发现我们的见证就完全改变了。
You will discover our testimony would be changed。
我们不是在见证我们自己。
We no longer testify of ourselves。
我们乃是见证耶和华伟大。
But we will testify that
我们乃是见证耶稣基督是主。
Magnificent。
是我们的主太好了。
That our Lord is indeed great。
不是我们算的什么。
Not that we are anybody。
是这位救我的神。
But the God who delivered me，
是他的救恩太伟大。
His salvation is great。
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters，
真是求主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us。
属灵的路上没有直径。
And there is no shortcut in spiritual way。
我们到了什么地步，就照着什么地步行。
However we have attained, that's what we will do。
愿主真的把我们带回到十字架的根基上。
May the Lord bring us back to the foundation of the cross。
因为离开这个根基。
When you leave this foundation，
其实你个人属灵的生活是没有指望的。
You are hopeless in your spiritual condition。
你的家庭是没有指望的。
And you will have no hope in your family。
我们的教会是没有指望的。
And you will have no hope in the church。
甚至神的永远的旨意都是没有指望的。
Even God's eternal will is hopeless。
只有借着十字架。
Only through the cross。
让我们进到神一切的丰富的里面。
May we enter into the fullness of God。
我们祈祷吧。
Let us pray。
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise and thank you。
你向着我们的意念，永远是赐平安的意念。
Your will and desire for us is always that of peace。
你从来没有降灾祸的意念。
You never want to put calamity in our
life。你乃要让我们幕后有指望。
But you want us to live a life of hope。
感谢你把我们摆在这条生命的道路上。
Thank you for putting us on this way of life。
感谢你让我们来经历这十字架的经历。
Thank you for causing us to experience the cross。
让我们不仅得着生命。
Not only we will gain your life。
不仅仅仅的得救。
Not just merely saved。
我们乃是要得着更丰盛的生命。
But we want to receive that more abundant life。
乃是生命要长大，要成熟。
And this is the life that will grow and
mature。要满有基督长成的身量。
Until we enter into the stature of Christ Jesus。
主啊，求主你的圣灵来开启我们。
Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit will open us。
引我们到你十字架的底下。
Because we have come to the foot of your cross。
让我们愿意站在这十字架的根基上。
We're willing to stand upon the foundation of your cross。
让我们在这个时代里面为你做见证。
that we may testify for you in this generation.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.